Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. It's been a long time since I've done a video. It seems like a long time, maybe 5 or 6 days. And when you're doing like 4 or 5 videos a day, if you don't do one for 4 or 5 days, it seems like an eternity. But I was in Naples, Florida with the mastermind group I have with Kenny McElroy and Jason Hartman. And wow, what a fantastic weekend. The speakers were Lynette Zhang, Jeff Snyder, and Kiyosaki was there. Kim Kiyosaki was there as well. And then we had some doctors. It was just incredible, incredible group, incredible weekend. But then I flew down to Medellin, or tried to, on Monday when I got done with the mastermind group. And I flew down. I wanted to come down to Colombia because I wanted to hire some more editors. So as you guys know, I usually spend quite a bit of time in Colombia, but I haven't in the last year and a half because they've been over the top with their cerveza sickness policies, let's say. And they implemented a policy where you have to have the medicine to get into the country if, and this is a big if, you are not a citizen. And it's the same policy that the United States, by the way, has as well. The United States is not letting foreigners into the country unless they have the medicine. Now, if you're a U.S. citizen, you can get in without the medicine, but then they require, or actually in the U.S., they require both. Whether or not you have the medicine or not, they still require a negative cerveza sickness test. So to get into Colombia, if you have the medicine, I don't think you need a negative test. But if you do not have the medicine, you do. But that's only if you are a citizen. So you say, George, you know, how did it work for you? Because you're not a citizen, nor do you have the medicine. Well, the one thing I do have is an investor visa for Colombia. So if you have, and my assistant, Adriana, researched this quite extensively before I came down. Obviously, I didn't want to waste my time. And she found that if you have an investor visa, then they basically treat you as if you are a citizen. So I did not have to have the medicine to get into the country. And so what happened there, and I'll walk you through it step by step, because I think a lot of people are interested to know, you know, where, if you, even if you have the medicine, like who are you showing that to? If you've got a negative test, like who approves that? Is it in some sort of database? You know, what really happens here? So I just went to the Miami airport yesterday and went to the ticketing booth for the Colombian airline called Avianca. And I already had my ticket, but I was just checking in a couple bags because I had to take all my gear for the whiteboard videos and this camera that you guys can't see and the light that you can't see and the mixer you can't see right here. But I've got to carry all that in a couple big duffel bags that I have to, again. So the Avianca attendant, ticketing gal, is the person that actually asked me for my medicine. And I simply told her that I did not have it. And so then she asked me for the negative test, which I did have. And I showed that to her. That was it. Took all of about 5 seconds. And so I didn't have to show it to like a CIA agent or the TSA or anything like that. Just had to show it to the gal at the ticketing booth. And that was it. Very, very quick. It wasn't really a big deal at all. And she just glanced at it. I mean, with this, the negative test that I had, it didn't even have a QR code. It just kind of had my name on it. And she just kind of looked at my ID, looked at the name, wham, bam, done. So then I went through security, flew down to Medellin. When I got into Medellin, the airport, you got to go through customs or immigration or whatever they call it, basically where they check your passport. I'm not sure what that's called, but I mean, you guys know the drill. You've flown to other countries and it's the exact same thing here. No line. I just walked right up and the guy that's behind the thing that you give your passport to, he just looked at my passport. He saw that I had an investor visa and he said, do you have the medicine? I said, no. He said, okay, do you have the negative test? I said, yep, here you go. He basically did the exact same thing that the Avianca gal did. Just looked at it and looked at my ID, matched it, stamped it. There you go. 5 seconds. Oh, one other thing that the gal did at Avianca, just so you know, is she took my ID, a picture of my ID, and a picture of the negative test. And she actually took a picture of it with her phone. I think they have to upload that directly into their system. I'm guessing they just have to keep that on record for the government. I mean, who knows? Now, would she have done that if it wasn't a Colombian airline, if it was a U.S. airline? I don't know. I don't know if I would have, because American flies to directly to Medellin from Miami, or I think Spirit does as well. And so if it wasn't a Colombian airline, you know, would they have even checked at the ticketing booth? I'm not sure. I think there's a decent probability that they would not have. And so you only would have had to shown that to the guy that was at the immigrations booth where you normally show your passport. So that was the whole entire process. And, you know, another thing that I found interesting is they actually reduced some of the bureaucracy or red tape, whatever you want to call it, to get into the country, in the sense that they don't make you fill out a form anymore. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure a lot of you have flown overseas, and when you're on the plane, you know, you've got to fill out that form before you land that says you've got over 10 grand, or you don't have any fruits and vegetables, or you didn't, you know, you're not trying to bring in a ferret or something like that from China, like a live animal in your purse or something. But you know, that little form that I'm talking about, and you have to sign it at the bottom. They didn't even require that. So I thought that they kind of forgot on the plane and they were going to ask me for that, but they didn't. I went and got my bags. I had, you know, the normal, I'd usually pay a guy like $2 or $3, which is a lot here, just to take my bags from the baggage claim out to the car. And we're out to the taxi, and I was just with the guy that had my bags, and we just walked out. You got to put your bags into a little scanner thing. So that's really the gist of it. And then once you're in Medellin, what's happened with here, they do have a mask mandate technically, where I think you're even supposed to wear the masks outside. But like everything else in South America, it's kind of one of the benefits and why, in normal circumstances, places like Colombia, I think, have quite a bit more freedom than the United States. Not now, but in normal circumstances, because rules here are, or laws are more like suggestions. I always say they're not. It's not like the States or in the Western world, where if it's a law, it's the law. And you know, if it's the law in the United States that you have to wear a mask indoors. Every single place, or most places, you know, are going to have a guy standing like right at the front door, and that's their only job, is to make sure you mask up. And I'm sure you guys remember that probably a year ago or so in the United States, you know, going into a Walmart or anywhere, they would just park someone at the front door to make sure you were abiding by the law. It's not like that in Colombia. Not at all, not in the slightest. So I got in late last night. I walked around the area where I am, in, which is Provenza, kind of by Parque Aris, just to get some water. There's a few people that are wearing masks outside, kind of obeying the rules, but maybe 10, 20%. And even those people just kind of wear it like a chin strap. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. I went to the gym this morning, and the gym is in a hotel called the Charlie. So it's way up on like the 14th floor, which is really great because you've got an awesome view of the city while you're working out. But you have to go through the hotel lobby to get to the gym. And I had my assistant check this out prior to coming down. So I knew that they didn't require the passport, you know, the medicine passport to get in. But I didn't know how the mask thing works. And so what they require, I guess, in the hotel in the lobby is wearing a mask. So I went in, I didn't have one. So just to give you an example of kind of how it works here is there's a security guy right at the front of the hotel. He's normally there. He's been there since I've been coming here in 2000. And he kind of just makes sure that there's no riffraff that's coming into the hotel because it's a very high-end hotel. It would be comparable to like a W or Four Seasons. It's kind of like a boutique hotel, but it's very upscale, like the Four Seasons. So anyway, I was walking by and the guy kind of stopped me, but very politely, not like they kind of do in the United States where it's more authoritarian, but just kind of stopped me. He says, "Sir," in Spanish, do you have a mask? I said, "No." He's like, "Oh, okay." He just said, "Next time you come, if you could do me a favor, basically, and you got to wear a mask in the lobby." And I said, "I'm going to the gym." He's like, "Yeah, but it's just the rule." He goes, "I'm sorry. Just next time you come, just try to bring a mask just so you can wear it in the lobby until you get in the elevator." That was it. You know, where in the United States, if you do that, obviously, well, not all places, but you know, most places they wouldn't even let you in. If the law was that you had to have a mask to get inside, which is the law here. So basically, and then this morning I went to the local mall here. They've got a mall that's specifically geared toward electronics. So I wanted to buy some new computers and everything for the editors that I'm hiring. So I went into this mall where, again, the state law or the countrywide law is that you would have to wear a mask inside. Just like the airports in the United States. So it's like a mall, just like your local mall that you have in your area. When I went in there, people are, they're like kind of wearing it, but again, it's just kind of like a chin strap. And most people, you know, maybe 10 or 20% of the people are not even wearing one. Some people are wearing it all the way up, but very few. And nobody is asking. Even the security guards, if you're not wearing a mask, they don't ask you to wear one. It's just, again, it seems like it's more of a suggestion. So I was pleasantly surprised because you guys know very well that I don't even if I'm in an area where I'm not required to, or even if I had the medicine, let's say, I still would not go to an area where it required a medicine passport. I don't even like seeing that. I don't like being around it. It's life's too short and that just stresses me out. So I try to avoid that. The only reason I came here again is because I wanted to hire some editors. As you guys know, I do love Medellin. I love coming here. I love everything about it, with the exception of the last year and a half and their regulations. But it's not as bad as I thought it would be. So that's really good news. You know, it's weird because their laws are far more strict than the United States, but in regards to the cerveza sickness or the masks and whatnot, and the having the medicine for the passports to get into restaurants. But it's really not that much different than an area like Arizona, where they don't have any of those requirements at all. In fact, I probably saw the same amount of people wearing a mask in the mall today as I did wearing a mask in like a Whole Foods back in Arizona. Even though that law does not exist, there is no mask mandate law in Arizona. Although they have it here, you have about the same amount of people obeying the law. So it's almost the same, right? They are supposed to have a medicine passport here for restaurants. Every place I've been to, they not even an issue. They haven't even asked. I went down to grab coffee at my local coffee shop that is right here in Parque Arauz. Nobody asked me. They weren't even wearing masks. In fact, the people that were working there. I went to grab some water last night. They didn't ask me anything there. Obviously, when I was in the mall today, I don't think it's something for the malls. I think it's just restaurants and bars and cafes and whatnot. I have not yet been asked. So again, I think it's more of a suggestion. Not that I like what they're doing here. I do not. As you guys know, I'm completely opposed to any type of mandate whatsoever. But the good news is it's not really enforced. And they don't have the laws in Arizona, what you see when you're walking around and what you see when you're indoors here in Medellin, although they do have the law, it's just like a place in the U.S. that does not. Other than like Naples, like the west coast of Florida, that's like an anomaly. Like people are living in 2019 back there. Like nobody is wearing a mask anywhere. So with the exception of that, but it's again very similar to Arizona. So that's the good news. Now, in talking to my staff down here, they said that they have been they've heard a lot of in the news down here. They've heard a lot of the politicians say that they're going to consider getting rid of all the restrictions in about a month. And my employees told me that this makes a lot of sense because here in Colombia, they said usually they kind of copy whatever Spain does. It's usually the United States and Spain. So whatever the United States and Spain does, that's usually what Colombia will do as well, as far as their policy regarding something like the cerveza sickness. So they're under, and I didn't even think about this, but they're under the impression that the only reason that Colombia had that medicine rule to get into the country, that medicine mandate for foreigners, is just because the U.S. did it. And when I saw it through that lens, or when I thought through it, that made a lot of sense. Because initially I'm like, why would Colombia do that? I think it has to do with the IMF as well. You know, we've talked about that extensively on this channel. But I think even above and beyond that, you know, why would Colombia make that decision when they rely so much on foreigners coming to the country for tourism and foreign direct investment? Obviously, that impacts them substantially. And I think it's just the U.S. says, okay, Colombians, you're not coming into our country unless you have the medicine. Therefore, the Colombian government sees that and says, fine. Well, then Americans, we're not letting you in either. So if the U.S. isn't going to let foreigners in, we're not going to let foreigners in. It becomes like this political pissing match type thing. And so you've got that. And then you've got Spain, which implemented a lot of these restrictions that Colombia copied. And now that they're starting to loosen those restrictions in Spain, you're starting to see talk of the exact same thing here. And again, that doesn't surprise me at all, because really no one is paying attention to the laws. So it's far from perfect. I don't want to say that, you know, you're going to come here and it's going to seem exactly like Florida, because Florida is even a lot better than Arizona as far as the percentage of people that are, you know, kind of living normal lives, if you want to call it that. But it's definitely not as bad as I thought. It's tolerable, but I wouldn't want to be here longer than like a month or so. And we'll have to see how it plays out. If I'm here for 3 or 4 weeks, and if they do get rid of the restrictions, it'd be great news. It'd be great news. And I'll just keep you guys posted. But that was the experience. That's the first time I've tried to go to a country that actually required the medicine to get in. It's the first time I've gone to a country that actually is supposed to have a mask mandate thing, even outside, as crazy as that sounds, but no one just pays attention to it really. And so that's kind of the boots on the ground research for you guys. And on that note, we'll probably leave it there. I want to do a couple more stories today. The consumer debt is at all-time highs, but we'll get into that in the next video. So as always, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you on the next video.